scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGincOH.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Oh, it's a marquee matchup tonight from here at Anna. The Anna Rockets, unbeaten, 8-0 on the year, take on a high-powered Marion Local, 4-2. The Flyers, last year's Division IV state champs in boys basketball. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Chuck McKay. We've got a fine crowd, two excellent teams. Should be a great game, Division III and a Division IV Marion Local. The Shelby County League against the Midwest Athletic Conference. Fine junior varsity tilt won the Marion Local in the last few seconds. Marion Local took it by a count of 45-42. Anna had the lead with under a minute left. Marion Local sneaked out a three-point JV win. And we expect the varsity match to be every bit as tight. A couple of contrasting styles here tonight in this game, Chuck. Anna Rockets want to run the ball up and down the floor, 75 points a game. Meanwhile, Marion Local prides itself in outstanding defense. This Marion Local team is giving up 45 per outing, scoring only 52, but yielding just 45 points a game. Having played six contests, getting a late start, because of the football state tournament run. In fact, Anna had four games under its belt by the time Marion Local opened in hoops play. And Marion Local has played Salina twice, St. Henry twice. In fact, Marion Local's last two games have been a split with a very good St. Henry club, beating St. Henry last night by five after losing last Saturday to St. Henry by five. But again, It's going to be interesting to see if Anna can push this game to the 60s. Marion Local wants to keep it down around 50. I'm not hearing you, Chuck. Are you hearing me? But for an instant, I'm not hearing you. Upper deck across the way here at the Anna Gym, about two-thirds full. Lower deck on both sides. Packed house here at Anna, and it could be overflow by the time this game tips off. Of course, Anna is led by well-rounded scoring. Several different young men shoot it extremely well. Senior Griffin Dosick leads the way, 15.5 points a game. The 6'5", 205-pounder has been on his game. He'll shoot the three. He'll take it to the rim. You've got to guard him everywhere, just as you have to pin your body up against Nathan Bruns of Marion Local, 6 feet, 6 inches tall. He's a senior, a 205-pounder. Possibly, very possibly, those two young men will guard each other in this game tonight. Anna gets very good scoring from Bart Vixler, a 5'11 guard, a junior, 16 points a game. And Riley Huelskamp, a 5'10 junior guard, at 14 points a game. Marion Local spreads its additional scoring around among Nick Tangeman, Sam Hillsman, and Matt Rethman. Rethman, you may recall, had a very good tournament 1 year ago. Anna knocked off Marion Local 1 year ago today at the Flyers Gym by a score of 53-49. Anna came from behind, trailed for better than three quarters, rallied with a flourish, and took the Flyers by four. Thereafter, Marion Local won 20 of 21 games en route to the state championship, going 25-4 on the year.
Well, they got on a heck of a roll last year at the right time. They were probably the underdog in both of their games over in Columbus last year.
Yep.
And they just willed that state tournament trophy back to Marion.
Chuck, you did mention that state tourney 1 year ago. Willoughby Christian was the favorite team in the state title game. Marion Local won it by a score of 52-51 in two overtimes. Tyler Mesher, who graduated, sank two free throws at the end of that second overtime to lift Marion Local to the one-point victory. He and Nathan Bruns had 18 points apiece in that state championship tilt.
That was one of the better games over there last year, that championship game. Actually, it probably was the best game over there last year.
How in the world will Marion Local defend this triumvirate of very good players for Anna in Huelskamp, Vixler, and Dosick?
Well, I think they've got some length, so I think they might come out and try to zone them a little bit. I'm not sure how you defend them, because if you try to play zone, you better know where Huelskamp and you better know where Dosick is, because those two young men can light you up from behind the arc.
Meanwhile, Marion Local's prime scorer, as we've alluded already, is Bruns. Other young men will contribute. They'll pitch in. Rethman, for example, who was lights out in the regional tournament last year. Seemed like he made every three-pointer he tried.
Yeah, he was tough.
Yeah, he buried Fort Loramie in that regional championship game at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. But Rethman had 10 points earlier in the year against Salina. Tangeman has had 12 points in a couple of games against Lima Shawnee and Versailles. Kyle Francis early on in the opener sank four threes. So occasionally Bruns gets double-digit help. Keep in mind that Marion Local is able to win games by scoring a little over 50. And they want to keep it down close to that 50 mark. Anna's got to drive it upward probably to win this game. Anna, if the Rockets can pump home 62-63 points, it could be Anna's game to win. Marion Local wants to get this game crept down to nearly a stall.
Well, Anna against Jackson at Jackson scored 65 points, which is kind of unheard of to do to a Scott Elkert team, especially in his gym. And when we saw them against Loramie last week, Loramie actually did a good job defensively on them, so Anna won that basketball game in the fourth quarter by playing outstanding defense. They are a well-rounded basketball team, and they are really well coached.
Two very good head coaches.
Oh, absolutely.
As you've alluded, Nate Barhorst at Anna and Coach Guttemiller at Marion Local. Kurt is a heck of a nice guy, too. Each one is the same way every single time you talk to them. They're enjoyable to be around, and they know the game of high school basketball extremely well. It'll be a match of strategies tonight. I look for Marion Local to zone a fair amount, Chuck.
Well, that's what I was saying. I think they'll come out and zone them. They'll pick their spots where they go man, but I think they'll mix their zones up a little bit, a little 2-3, a little 1-3-1, especially with the length they have. And they're not going to get out and run unless it's just an absolute breakaway. Other than that, they're going to come down, they're going to run their offense, they're going to take some time off, and they're trying to get good shots out of it.
Does someone get in foul trouble in this game? If so, is it Dosick first? Is it Bruns first? The team that gets the edge in that department may be able to shoot to a lead.
Well, you know, coming here to watch this as a fan, I hope neither one get in foul trouble. I want to see everybody play the game. I want the officials to be completely oblivious to. I don't even want to mention them tonight. I want to just watch the kids play basketball.
Anna scored just 53 against Marion Local last year. Anna was held in the 30s for three quarters plus, and then was able to rejuvenate its offense and sped the game up in the latter 5 or 6 minutes and stole the game by 4 at Marion Local. As I mentioned, the Flyers were superb thereafter, losing only one game all the way through the tournament and won the state title. So many thanks to our outstanding underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. We also salute Vanbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. The In-Between, where we visited about 2 hours ago. The In-Between, south of Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. We'll return with the starting lineups and the tip. It's Anna at home against Marion Local. A marquee boys matchup tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
We are also on the web online tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Easy for me to say. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And Adams Tech Solutions in Anna. It's on Shuey Drive, and it's expanding. It's grown to 8 divisions, Wells Brothers, Inc. A couple of new underwriting sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market, and for good reason, quality and reliability. The trophies, plaques, and awards. Well, many colleges and schools have preferred Regal forever. 1269 Wapak in Sydney. At RegalTrophyAwards.com, Regal for the crowning touch. And thanks to Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. You'll enjoy the baked haddock dinner at Maury's Landing. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's. Delicious food, open at 6 a.m. Breakfasts are extremely popular, plus a variety of wraps, and a gourmet burger at noon at Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie. Starting lineups for tonight's game for the homestanding Anna Rockets in white with green numerals and green trim. Riley Yulskamp out front at guard, 14 points a game, 5'10 a junior. Bart Bixler, his running mate, at 16 a game, 5'11 and a junior. Griffin Dosick plays all over the floor, 6'5, a senior, close to 16 per contest. Carter Elliott, 6'4, a senior. Isaac Leininger, 5'11, a junior, the fifth starter. Nathan Bruns, jumping center against Dosick. Marion Local in the away blue with gold numerals and gold piping. Bruns is joined in the opening five by Kyle Francis, a 5'10 senior guard. Nick Tangeman, 6'4 senior forward. Sam Hilsman, 6'3 senior forward. And Matt Rethman, a very good shooting guard, a 5'10 inch senior. And right off the bat, the Flyers get the ball, work it down inside to Bruns, and he notches a two-pointer. A good entry from Rethman in the corner of the floor. And Bruns gives the Flyers a quick 2-0 advantage. Tell you what, Chuck, in addition to the Flyers, Bruns at 6'6", Tangeman at 6'4", Hilsman at 6'3", that's some pretty good added size there.
They got a lot of length.
Here's Anna with the ball deep in the right corner. This is, without a doubt, the lengthiest defensive team the Rockets will have seen this year. Here's Hulskamp, baseline left. Now back to Dosick. He steps back, shoots the three. It caroms off the rim. Glances into the left corner. It's tracked down by Bruns of Marion Local. He's on the bounce up the floor. Gives it to Rethman 25 feet away. Baseline left. It's Hilsman. A high dribble. He lost it. Coughed it up to Dosick. Anna's got the ball. We've played a minute. 2-0 Flyers. Right side of the floor, Bixler. Out back to Carter Elliott. Thought about arching the three. Didn't. Here's Leininger. 30 feet away, Bixler. Bixler on top. Near side, Elliott. They give him room. He overshoots the three. Didn't catch rim. Hit the backboard. Rebound, Bruns. Long heave, Tangeman. All the way to the rack. Missed it. No good. Solid defense at the rim by Elliott for Anna. Dribbling hard the other way. Bixler around two blue shirts to the rim. Foul en route to the basket. Out of bounds to Anna beneath the hoop. We played 90 seconds. 2-0 Marion Local. Baseline left, inbounding is Hulskamp for Anna. Top of the circle, Bixler entered mid-post area. Dosick against Bruns. Heck of a matchup there. Dosick drives back to the hoop, 8 feet away, can't shoot. Anna resets the attack. Good defense. The last time that the ball was handled there by Dosick, Bruns put a shoulder on him. Here's a long triple, opposite side of the floor by Elliott. It bangs off the back iron, goes up in the air, out of bounds.
But Dosick is going to have to adjust his offense a little bit because this is the first time that he's has somebody guard him that's as big as he is and also as quick as he is.
Yeah, you're so right about that, Chuck. It's going to be an interesting offensive game for Anna. Rockets high flying, 75 points a game. This is their toughest test of the year without question. Here's Marion Local in backcourt, three white shirts, three blue shirts,
and Marion Local is stymied, and the Flyers get a timeout. 2 minutes, 6 seconds gone, opening quarter. Anna yet to score, down 2-0 on scorersbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Marion Local inbounds after the timeout. Dosick steals, rifles a pass to Hillskamp. He hurls up a three, missed it off the rim. Flyers rebound. Anna stole it. Leininger in the paint area draws a two-shot foul. Heads up alert play by Anna. 5:44 left opening quarter. Leininger at the stripe for the Rockets, who have not yet dented the scoreboard, but have now. Leininger swish on the free throw. 2-1 Marion Local. Second free one here by Isaac Leininger of Anna. Couple of bounces on the way. Got it again. We're tied up at deuces. Anna surprised Marion Local a moment ago with some high-octane pressure in backcourt. Now the Flyers get it near the timeline. They race it down the court. 3-on-2 break. Marion Local fumbles. It's across the end line. Anna raked it away out of bounds. Having trouble controlling was Max Albers, is checked in now, 6'2 senior for the Flyers. Baseline right of the basket. Albers lobs it in way out back. It's handled there by Rethman, 5'10 inch senior. Rotates it to Bruns. Bruns at 6'6. Big high dribble, twisting, turning into the lane. Coughed up the ball, got it back. Missed the half hook shot from 10 feet, and Anna soars to snare the rebound. Good job by Dosick. Straight away with the ball, Leininger for Anna. Tied up at 2. Right away, Chuck, shades of a lower scoring game than Anna's used to.
Right, it's going to be that way, it looks like.
Dribble drive, Dosick in the lane, fed to Elliott, lost it. Anna got it back. Lofty three ball, left corner. It is good by Hillskamp. That was a beautiful floater.
Boy, I'll tell you what, he had a hand in his face. He had to shoot that higher than usual. Nothing but net.
Still nailed it, did Hillskamp. 5-2, Anna quickly. Here's Marion Local beating pressure. Down the floor, driving layup, Sam Hillsman. It rolled around and came out. Rebound knocked out of bounds on the play by Anna. Marion Local will throw in, baseline left. Playmaker for the Flyers is Rethman. Top of the circle, Bruns. Gives it deep left corner. Triple, Albers, airborne. Hits the back iron. Strong rebound on the inside. Yes, Matt Everman, 6'1 junior. Substitute for Marion Local. Makes it a 5-4 game. Dribble drive, hard to the rim. Bixler, a lot of contact down low for Anna. Couldn't make it. It's stabbed out of bounds by Anna. Great defense by Marion Local around the rim. 4:27 left to go here in the first quarter. 5-4 in favor of Anna, which has the game's only three. Marion Local Flyers being challenged, getting the ball in, and the 5-second count gives the ball back to Anna.
Well, the inbounder's going to get the turnover in the stat sheet, but it was because no one moved for him.
Ball lobbed in by Anna to Bixler, top of the circle. Rotating beneath the rim is Leininger, can't shoot. Now to Cam Stewart is on the floor. To Dosick for three. Bingo! Griffin Dosick launches in a bomb. 2 threes now for Anna. 8-4 Rockets. The pressure by Anna trying to speed up Marion Local. Ball handled by the Flyers in backcourt. It is Rethman. High dribble up the left side. Gives it off on the play to Albers. Opposite side of the floor, Brun starts to drive, got away with a walk, and made a 10-footer moving toward the rim. Quickly handed the other way. Bixler scurries to the basket and attracts a two-shot foul. Boy, Anna is darned and determined to pick up the pace of this game.
Well, the way to get against a good defense is to beat them back down the floor, and that's what they've done a couple of times.
8-6, Anna up 2. Free throw, Mark Vexler, yes. 9-6, Anna. Cam Stewart on the floor for the Rockets. Cam is a junior, 6 feet, an inch tall, averaging 5 points a game. Outstanding defender. Does so many of the little things. Both free throws are made by Anna. 10-6 lead. Here's Marion Local against pressure. And the Marion Local Flyers hustle down the floor a bit too quickly. Errant pass out of bounds.
Well, the ball was tipped, but unfortunately for Marion Local, it hit one of their players in the back on the way out of bounds.
Here comes Anna to midcourt with a 10-6 lead. Took the Rockets close to 2 minutes to net a field goal. Now Anna's up 4. Leidinger penetrates the lane. Goes to Bixler, handoff to Stewart. Pope out of bounds by Marion Local into the first row. 3:31 left, opening period of action. Here's Hulskamp, 30 feet out. Throws it to the far side of the floor, intended for Bixler. And it's slammed out of bounds again by Marion Local. That time Rethman got a piece of it. Stewart, Hulskamp, 30 feet away. Now Bixler 25 feet away. Bixler starts a drive. Pulls up short corner. A J from 10. Bounced off the flange. Rebound Marion Local. Here come the Flyers on the giddy up. Down the floor. It is Bruns over the timeline. Picked up by Dosik on the arc. Baseline left to Tangeman. Around the Anna defender to the rack. It rolls off. No good. But he was tipped on the wrist. And to the stripe goes Nick Tangeman. 6'4 senior for Marion Local. Outstanding football player, by the way. Of course, Bruns, leading scorer of the basketball team. A super QB for Coach Goodwin's Marion Local Football Flyers. Bruns getting a rest at the moment. 3:08 left here in the opening period. The first foul shot that Tangeman circled the rim and came off. Second one hit the front rim, backboard, and fell through. 3 minutes left, opening quarter. Anna up 10-7. Lanier on the arc, goes baseline. Isaac underneath the rim, pitches it far corner to a teammate. It's Hulskamp. A very high arching 3-point shot is in and out. Tough break over the back on Anna on the rebound attempt. Common foul. 10 players in backcourt. Again, Anna steps up the heat. Marion Local throws it away. It goes over midcourt to another Flyer, though. Marion Local escapes trouble. Here's a steal by Anna. Stewart has got it. A bust out. Deflected near the net by an oncoming defender from Stewart's backside. A foul is ruled. Ball didn't go in. 2 free throws. Cam Stewart. Red Chuck, when we talked in the pregame about contrasting styles, no more evident than here in the first 6 minutes.
Well, Anna's defense is full court defensive pressure. Has been outstanding, and that's really hurting Marion Local right now.
It's wreaking havoc on the Flyers. Here is Stewart dipping the knees and shooting. He hits. Yeah, much of the basketball in the MAC is played at a little slower pace than a few teams in the Shelby County League, including Anna.
Right.
Cam Stewart drains the free throw, 11-7. Anna in the lead by 4 with 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. Rockets defense has done a pretty good job so far, igniting its offensive play. Cam Stewart connects twice. 12-7, Anna by 5, Rockets' biggest lead.
Well, they're 6-for-6 from the free throw line.
Well, that's the way you can get it done. Oh, Marion Local beats pressure, though. 3-on-2 break at the other end. Layup is in, but Tangeman, and a foul on Anna.
It's going to be on Stewart, and that's going to be his second.
But Cam Stewart's got a couple quick ones. And he'll have to sit. And in the game, Carter Elliott for Anna. Well, Stewart was able to pick up the pace. He's got a fast step out there on the floor. That helped Anna, but he's on the bench now. Tangeman converts. He capitalizes on the 3-point opportunity. 12-10, Anna by 3. It's been feast or famine for Anna with the press. Here's Anna in the half court. Bixler gets around his man all the way to the rim. Baseline drive, good. Here's Marion Local's Bruns. Football pass down the floor to Tangeman. Driving off balance, bank shot, rimmed. Marion Local got the rebound, though. Flyers on the arc. Runs into the lane. Retreats to the foul stripe. Back out to Rethman.
2:11 to go, first quarter. Runs in the right corner, around Dosik, to the rack. He scores. What a play by Bruns as he beat Dosik off the dribble. Long pass, Anna, intercepted by Bruns. There he goes, down the floor, all the way to the rim. Left-hand shot, no good. Defensive foul on Dosik.
Anna's bench didn't like it. I think that was the correct call.
14-12, Anna by two. But Bruns needed just a brief respite from Coach Kurt Guttemiller on the bench there at about the three-minute-plus mark, Chuck. And then Bruns has hit the floor on a tear.
We've got WOSU up here, and I'm trying to see a replay, but I can't see the camera.
Foul shot is good by Bruns, fouled in the act of shooting. Second one on the way. He's got them both, and we're tied up at 14. Anna had led 12-7 less than 2 minutes ago. Down to the 150 mark, late first quarter. Fuelscamp 35 feet away. Goes to Bixler in the corner. Bart on the bounce. Around a flyer. Around another one. He's tied up underneath. Heaves it out back to Elliott. Not a line here. Straight away. Isaac left side to Dosik. Little pick and roll. Bixler. Dosik. Whips a pass. Cross court though. Anna not aware. It goes out of bounds. Minute 33 left in the opening stanza. And Bruns has made a couple of football-like spiral passes down the floor. Thought about doing it then, didn't. Saved it. 30 feet away on the left, it's Rethman. Out back to Matt Everman now for Marion Local. Everman, 6'1 junior. Straight away Rethman, a minute 12 to go, first period. Game tied at 14. Here's a near steal. It is swiped by Hulskamp out near midcourt. He tries to scamper down the left side of the floor right in front of the official, and his toe touched the stripe.
Good steal, just couldn't stay in.
Hulskamp was off and running for a deuce. 1:11 to go, first quarter. Everman sits down for Marion Local. He's been replaced by Kyle Francis, who started. Ball lobbed in by the Flyers in backcourt. It's Bixler checking Rethman. Another good matchup on the court, those two. Bixler, Rethman, just like Dosik and Bruns. Bruns has got the ball straight away. Dosik in between him and the basket. Bruns gives it up. Coming out to catch is Hillsman. Near side pass goes to Max Albers. Marion Local playing pitch and catch on the arc. Down to 44 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Kyle Francis, right corner, swivels to the top of the key.
Wow.
Shovels it with the left hand and scores. What a play by Francis. Marion Local up two. 16-14. Scoring pace of this game has really picked up. Hulskamp, head of the key for Anna. 28 seconds to go in the first. Dosik mid post. Around his man. He took a shove on the backside. Went to the rim. Didn't get the ball released before being bumped. And Anna will throw it inbounds. It's a common foul. 24.4 to go, first period. 16-14. Marion Local up two. Anna had led 12-7. Nine of the last 11 points have been tallied by the Flyers. Substitutions. Alex Eink, 5'8 sophomore, in now for Marion Local. Inbound to Dosik in the right corner. Dosik puts it on the deck, muscles his way toward the rim. Strong defense by Tangeman, who chopped up Dosik on the arm as he attracted the two-shot foul. I think Griffin knew that if he couldn't get to the goal, he was going to be hindered enough to get the attention of the referee. Two free throws. Dosik on the way, in again. Anna still perfect at the stripe, Chuck.
That's 7 for 7.
16-15, Marion Local up one. Second free throw, in and out. Rebound Bruns of Marion Local. 1 point lead Flyers. 14 seconds left in the first. Bruns down the right side of the hardwood. Checked by Dosik, 20 feet away. Goes near side to Albers with 7 to play. Left corner, Tangeman. Tangeman feeds a teammate. Then it goes to Bruns, deep three, left side. Whoosh! At the buzzer! Nathan Bruns just did what he does game after game. Make plays. As he flipped in a long three, he sank it as time expired. 19-15, Marion Local after one. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We initiate play here in the second quarter and a possession. Griffin Dosick, a fine baseline drive. He got around two blue shirts. Bruns may have bothered him. Left the shot short to Dosick. Rebounding foul against Anna.
Both teams picking up some team fouls quickly. It's 5 and 6 now. But the first quarter, Marion scored 19 points. I mean, it's at Anna's pace, and they still outscored him 19 to 15.
And Griffin Dosick has been defended really well from 10 feet on in by Marion Local's length. Here's Bruns up the floor for Marion Local. In the game now for the Rockets, Justin Murray getting good time. 6 foot 4 inch junior. Down low on the right, it's Tangeman. Shot fake. Up strong. Missed it. Rebound. Up again, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Anna. Boy, the interior defense at both ends is rock solid. Right of the rim, Marion Local inbounding. It's Max Albers to Bruns. Fadeaway triple high left. Clanged it off the back iron. Loose ball rebound left corner. Gathered by Anna, lining her chest pass to Bixler. Spots up from 17. Swish! He's got it. Bixler on target. 19-17. Marion Local by two. Here is Bruns in backcourt. Gives it off to teammate Kyle Francis. Up ahead to Rethman. He's got an avenue right down the middle of the floor to the rim. Oh, he lost the ball. Off his chest. Out of bounds to Anna. We played 1:03 in the second period. 2-point lead for Marion Local, 19-17. Flyers were up four at the first quarter break. Bixler has made a shot for Anna. Here's Bixler faking left, going right around Rethman to the rim, overshoots. Rebound volleyballed, head of the key. Who's got it? What a scrum for it. It's pinballed everywhere. Gathered by Bruns. Outlet to Tangeman. He swivels to the rim. Left-handed. Yes! What a play by Tangeman.
Yeah, I remember him from the regional last year. He had a heck of a regional game.
21-17. Marion Local by four. High left, it's Leininger. Now Bixler. Bixler guarded by Rethman. Here's a little pick and roll. Huelskamp to the rim. All the way to the cup. He scores. Assist Bixler. 21-19. Marion Local by two. 2 minutes gone. Second period. Up the floor, Bruns. He does a bit of everything. He shoots the three. He posts up. He'll bring the ball down the floor. And he plays excellent defense. Here's a right side pass broken up by Huelskamp of Anna. Out of bounds to Marion Local. Inbounding on the wing, Rethman for the Flyers. Checked there by Huelskamp. Now Bruns straight away. Getting the assignment on him now, Justin Murray. Murray guards Bruns, who shoots over him. Got it. Three-pointer. Bruns again. 24-19 in favor of Marion Local. Quickly, Huelskamp down the floor. Oh, a good no-look pass to Murray. Up and good for Anna. The 6'4 junior, Justin Murray. Here is Bruns running away from everybody. Cutting through a path down the floor, fouled from behind by Anna. Boy, Bruns is taking charge.
Yeah, he's faster than I remembered him.
The lead for Marion Local, 3, 24-21. 5.5 to go, second quarter.
far side of the floor. Rethman inbounding. Swings it to Bruns near the Rockets logo at midcourt. Right side pass goes to Max Albers. Near wing, Kyle Francis. Skip cross court to Rethman. Goes to Bruns, baseline right. The ball called away by Anna. A Rocket player is undercut and fouled. 1-1. Diving at the feet of Hulskamp was Kyle Francis, a Marion local. Hulskamp's got the bonus, 5:15 remaining here in the second quarter. Well, ever since the first 4 or 5 minutes of this game, Chuck, Marion local's been trying to beat Anna at Anna's game.
Yeah, they're running with them.
Hulskamp connects at the free throw line. He earns number two. 13 fouls amassed in just short of 11 minutes. Second shot, Hulskamp. It is rolling around, coming off. Bruns skies for the board for Marion local. He dribbles up against Bixler. Homing violation, high dribble on Bruns. He gained a little bit of an advantage, crossing over in the face of Bixler. Turnover, possession, Anna. Just over five to play, second period.
That's eight turnovers for Marion local, and it has something to do with the fact they're trying to play a little faster than they're used to, I think.
No question. Here's Murray, baseline right. Takes a good look at the basket. Fallaway shot is a beauty. Justin Murray knocks it down. We're tied up at 24. Well, Marion local said, go ahead and shoot, Justin. He popped it home. Between the rings, Rethman for Marion local. Good shooting guard. Marion local goes high low for Bruns. Good weak side defense by Leininger. He got a fist on the ball and drove it out of bounds. Marion local's offense goes through Bruns every single trip down the floor.
Well, if it didn't, they should get rid of the coach.
Inbounding to Albers, right corner Rethman. He's a good three-point shooter. Can't leave him alone. Bixler's got that assignment. Left side pass, Albers, Bruns, pick and roll with a teammate, Hillsman in the paint, banks up a five-footer, scores, and he's fouled.
That's, again, Bruns with a great look.
Terrific assist by Bruns of Marion local.
He draws such attention, and they have no choice but to go after him, and then he just finds, and 6'6", can see over top and finds the cutter every time.
Exactly, with that height and those long arms, he can survey the floor and flip it to just about anybody at any time. The Marion locals back up two, 26-24. Three-point play chance for the Flyers. It's long by Hillsman, but the board kicks out to Rethman. Marion locals still got it. Ball thrown in the lane. Then on the arc to the three-point shooter. Bombs away Francis. Bullseye! He pours it in. Actually, it was Albers who drained it. Anna countering. Post up, move down low on the left. Shot missed on the play by the Rockets. Slammed against the wall at the end of the floor. Out of bounds off Anna. Marion local leads by five.
Little mini run going now for the Flyers.
Yes. Bryce Meyer in now for Anna. The press is being beaten. That time by Nick Tangeman. He storms down the hardwood. Makes a great driving layup. He's got two more. The Marion local Flyers have been sped up by Anna. And the Flyers like it. They're taking advantage. Up seven now, late in the second quarter. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish. Meal after meal after meal at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Just under four to play in the second quarter. Marion local
has busted out to a 7-point advantage over Anna. Rockets trail 31-24. Marion Local's defense trying to guard Leininger on the arc. Back door to Dosik. He finds him. Leininger to Griffin for the layup and a foul.
Well, that's a good play coming out of a timeout. They knew they had to stem the tide, and that was a nice play.
Yep, Marion Local came out on the overplay against Griffin Dosik, and then he sneaked underneath along the baseline, and Leininger hit him with a seed. Dosik at the stripe. Chance to whittle the deficit to four.
Well, the only bad part about that is it brought Bruns back into the game.
Foul shot by Dosik rattles home. 31-27. Marion Local ahead before. Flyers in backcourt. Lofted to midcourt for Bruns. Tipped away by Bixler. Steals ahead to Leininger. Leininger with a bounce pass. Low on the left for Bryce Meyer. Swiped on the play by Marion Local. Flyers come out of there with it. Overplay by Yulskamp, nearly a steal against Rethman. Rethman 25 feet away. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it's Bruns. Bruns picked up by Bixler. Deep right corner, Rethman. Swings it out back to Sam Hilsman. Lobs it cross court to Albers. Open 3-point look. It is in, out. Oh, it wouldn't stay. Rebound, Anna. Rockets heave it down the floor, out of bounds. 3:12 to go here in the second quarter. Marion Local 31, Anna 27. Backcourt come the Flyers. It is Yulskamp guarding Rethman. Here's Bruns. Bruns against Bixler. Interesting matchup by Anna. And Bixler guards him pretty well. Bruns misfires on a 10-footer and a 3-on-2 break. Driving down the floor. Stripped away from an Anna player, Meyer. Rockets get the garbage beneath the rim.
That was Bart Bixler, the big guy inside.
Bixler, Johnny on the spot. 2-point game. 31-29. Let's see if Bixler is checking Bruns again. He sure is. The little scrappy Bart Bixler's got a tough assignment. 2:28 left, second quarter. 2-point lead, Marion Local. Far right wing, the ball is dealt to Albers, now to Bruns, who goes opposite. Entered into the post, power move, low on the left. Good by Hilsman. 4-point lead, Flyers. Here's Bryce Meyer down the floor for Anna. Deep left corner of the floor. Meyer, 6'4" junior. Takes a long three ball. It hits the back brace. Kicks way out to Bruns. He finds an open receiver down the floor, but missed him. Out of bounds. It sails.
That's 10 turnovers now for the Flyers.
A minute 54 to go here in the second quarter. Marion Local 33, Anna 29. Chuck, get the sense this game's going right to the finish.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if it doesn't.
Meyer backcourt to Yulskamp for Anna. He's been silenced since the early going. He made a long one early. Steal. Midcourt. Marion Local. Run out the other way. Shot fake low on the left by Everman. And then he drew contact on his back. Yep, carelessness by Anna. Resulting in two free throws here for the Flyers. With a minute 42 to go. Second period. And Marion Local in the lead by four. Foul shot, swish, lobbed in by Everman. And the advantage for Marion Local, mushrooms back to five. Rethman on the court for Marion Local. Bryce Moeller, 6-foot junior guard, had been in briefly. Now Bruns comes out. He checks to the sideline for perhaps a moment until the last 60 seconds of the half. Matt Everman back in. Free throw, Marion Local short. Rebound, Anna, down five. Hustling up the hardwood, it is Yulskamp to Meyer. Bryce has got it. Gives it up, gets it back, and shoots the three. Missed it hard. Weak side rebound, tracked down by Everman. In backcourt for Marion Local. He's sandwiched, gets it to Hilsman. Down to Rethman, driving layup. He blew it! Rebound on the play to Leininger of Anna. Minute 16 to go in the half. 5-point game, Marion Local. Here's Leininger. Here's Yulskamp straight away. Rethman's done a good job on him. Ball bounced to Dosik.
Dosik spins against Everman. Oh, he shifted the feet. Yep, the pivot foot came up.
I think they called a foul first.
Oh, that's a break, Anna.
That was a bailout.
Yep, Flyers bench not pleased. This is as good a defense as Griffin Dosik has seen this year without question. He's been shackled.
Yeah, well, you got all that length in there on him.
Dosik at the stripe. 1-1 for Anna. 1:02 to go, second quarter. Flyers up 5. Dosik drains the free one. 34-30. Second shot by Dosik. It's on the way. It's good. 34-31. Flyers lead is 3. Bruns overhand pass to midcourt. Caught there by Everman. Back to Bruns up the near side now. He gets a screen from Hillsman. Little pick and roll. Hillsman in the lane. Got away with a walk. Shot hung on the rim and came off. Dosik snatched it. 46 seconds to go, first half. Deep left corner. It is Juleskamp. It is poked out of bounds by Marion Local. 43.5 remaining. Second quarter of action. Marion Local led by 4 at the end of 1. Anna has not caught the Flyers here in period number 2. Left side, it is Juleskamp trying to throw to the post to Griffin Dosik. He positions himself 12 feet away back to the basket, and he's bumped. Rather obvious foul committed by the Flyers.
First foul on Bruns.
Here's Dosik again. Double bonus this time. It lipped the rim. 37.9 remaining. Second quarter. Marion Local 34. Anna 31. Second foul shot. Griffin Dosik. One bounce. Eyes the goal. Much too hard. Good box out on the inside. But Marion Local fumbled it. Lost it. Anna got it. And shot it in. Carter Elliott. The turnaround 15-foot J. What a turn of events right there. Dosik missed the second free throw. Looked like Marion Local had corralled the rebound. And somehow the ball rolled out of the pile to Elliott, who sinks it. 1-point game. Marion Local ball. 12 seconds to go, first half. Flyers lead. Rethman, deep right corner, coming out to catch his Bruns. Dosik all over him. 3 seconds to go. 18-foot fadeaway by Bruns. He banked it in. Amazing shot. No way he meant to bank it. He was heavy. It was long and strong, but it caromed in off the window. He will take it. Big bucket. As it looked like Anna's defense had thwarted Marion Local the last 10 seconds of the first half. But the Flyers get a buzzer beater by Bruns to lead by 3, 36-33 after 2 quarters on scores.broadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Anna 8-0, Marion Local 4-2, the Flyers defending state champs in Division 4 basketball. It is a three-point game at the halftime break, 36-33. Marion Local leads. Flyers were up 4, 19-15 after one. Anna led a chunk of the first quarter, fell back by the 4 points after 8 minutes, and Anna hung close throughout the second period. A buzzer beater by Bruns, a lengthy fall-away shot inside the arc straight on. It did beat the final horn, lifting Marion Local to a three-point lead at the break, 36-33. Our halftime report is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, Anna played a nice first half. The scoring is a lot higher than either one of us thought it was going to be.
Yep.
16-12 rebounding advantage for the Flyers, 3-1 on the offensive boards. The Flyers turned the ball over 10 times in the first half. Anna turned it over 6. Both teams shot a bunch of free throws. Anna 11-for-15 and Marion Local 5-of-8. Individual scoring for the Flyers, they were led by their leading scorer, Nathan Bruns, with 16. They got 8 from Tangeman, 4 from Hulsman, 3 from Everman, and 3 from Albers, and 2 from Francis. They scored 19 and 17, 36 for the first half. And it was led by Griffin Dosick. He has 9. They got 8 from Dixler, 6 from Huelskamp, 4 from Justin Murray, did a nice job off the bench, 2 from Leininger, 2 from Stewart, 2 from Carter Elliott. They scored 15 and 18. And they trail at 36-33 at the half.
Matt, Chuck, as you remarked a few times in the first half, Bruns at 6'6", plays like he's 6'10", lengthy arms, and he sees the floor so well, he attracts so much attention, and then he'll simply disperse the basketball to the right guy.
Yeah, he does a good job of scoring. He does a good job of distributing. I like the change. I like Bixler on him. I think it's going to force Bruns to go inside because Bixler was really harassing him out there when Bruns was trying to dribble, playing the point. So I think that was a good move by Coach Barhorst. We'll see how Marion adjusts to that here in the second half.
Griffin Dosick for Anna needs to fuel his game.
Well, he's got 9 points, so that's not a bad first half. But he missed his last two free throws. He was only 4 of 7 from the free throw line. He's going to go to the line. He needs to do better than that.
Well, our prediction of this game being played in the low 50s is way off base.
Either that or it's going to be a really boring second half.
36-33, Marion Local by 3 over Anna after 2 quarters. Our halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports.
And thank you to our anchor underwriting sponsors, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, from which you just heard. The Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. The U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District. Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced right. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find your perfect fitting mattress and take advantage of five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, West Michigan Avenue, Route 47 in Sydney, west of I-75. Go Goffney. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com being brought to you by Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center. Lacal has promoted student academic success on Scores Broadcast since our start more than a dozen years ago. Lacal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Lacal. And tonight we highlight a couple of cheerleaders, more specifically for Anna, the two young ladies who represent Ronnie the Rocket, the mascot. And we don't know who's in the outfit right now, but it's one of two. It's either Molly Batchelder or Mackenzie Birch. They're both seniors, each one with a GPA of 3.6. Molly, the daughter of Adam and Christy. She's active in cross-country, FFA. She's a church volunteer. She'd like to study marine biology at the BYU branch on the Honolulu Island in Hawaii.
Who wouldn't?
Exactly, exactly. Mackenzie Birch is the daughter of Scott and Tiffany, a French club, FTA, volunteers at the Wapak Dance Center, also takes part in book club. She'll study at OSU Lima, then transfer her credits to the main campus in Columbus and pursue a career in atmospheric sciences. The two Ronnie the Rocket gals, the two young ladies who are the Anna mascots, Molly Batchelder, Mackenzie Birch, being under the spotlight tonight thanks to Lacal Equipment and Jackson Center on Scores Broadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Lacal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Lacal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Lacal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Lacal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Lacal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Lacal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, Pin Rushi, we say big thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Outstanding sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding businesses. Well, we start the third quarter of this game. Marion Local took about 20 seconds off the clock and threw a bad pass. Anna fisted the ball up in the air, then Marion Local touched it last, out of bounds, and a possession. Rockets down 3, 36-33, as we launch action here in the second half.
Well, they came out and tried to run a back door to Bruns, and Anna had it all sewn up.
Yep, Anna was wary. Here's a cross-court pass by Anna. It's picked off by the long arms of Bruns. Down the floor to a teammate. Oh, what a block by Anna. Great play by Isaac Leininger, the wide receiver on the football team. Isaac is not extremely tall. In fact, he's only 5'11", but he's got spring, and he went up and crammed the Marion Local player, snatched the ball away, ruled a jump, and a possession. Marion Local got the ball to start the second half. Here's Leininger, 25 feet away on the left, coming off that terrific defensive maneuver. Ball lob, left corner, Dosik. He's got the lane on Bruns to the rim. Help side defense blocked it, but a foul. Mendoza gets two more at the stripe. He's been there often in this game.
I think that was the correct call, but boy, was that a late whistle?
Yeah, it was. Free throw by Dosik, way short.
And he's missed three in a row now.
Yeah, he's been hampered at the stripe. A total of four misses for Griffin. Looked like he rushed that one. Three-point game, Anna down, 36-33. 7:08 to go here in the third quarter. Dosik again, hits the back of the rim. Shooter's touch. It kicked off the iron, went way up above the backboard, and then a swish. 36-34. Marion Local's lead is two. Here in backcourt for the Flyers. With the basketball is Albers. Little shaky, nearly stolen. Now to Rethman. Rethman to Francis. Francis, the small guard, goes into the post. Tangeman back to the basket. Near side to Albers, the three-point shooter. Look out. Swish! He's got it. 39-34. Marion Local by five. My goodness gracious. Bixler, a 30-footer for Anna. He grazed the iron. Rebound Dosik. Up and good. Fine shot fake by Dosik. Then he laid it in there. Albers for Marion a moment ago, proving somebody else can shoot threes in addition to Bruns. Marion Local, very impressive. 6:16 to go here in the third quarter. Flyers up three over the Rockets. Here's Francis 25 feet away. Now to Bruns. Bixler all over him. Left side, Francis available. He lights it up behind the arc. Another young man steps up for the Flyers with a triple. 42-36. Marion Local in the lead with six. Dosik cross court. Leininger enters the lane. Twists around two Marion Local players. High arching shot is good. Off the top of the backboard. What a play by Leininger. 4-point game, Marion Local. 42-38. 5.5 left, third quarter. Kyle Francis picks up his dribble. Bruns comes out to catch. He's on the arc. Puts it on the deck against Bixler. Into the lane. Fades. Doesn't shoot. Out back to Everman. Right wing, Rethman. Might have gotten away with a walk. Ball rotated. Far left corner, Albers. Baseline left, Hilsman. Weak side pass, Rethman. His three ball. Perfect. Three different players have sparked the Flyers' offense with triples here in the third quarter. 5 minutes left in the period. The lead now for Marion Local, the Flyers' biggest, seven. My goodness gracious, posting up in the lane for Anna's Juleskamp. He's got it. Arches up a 10-foot floater. No good off the heel. Rebound Flyers. Down the floor, Rethman. Out back to Albers. Another triple. This one's way off to the right. Rebound Anna, long lead out, Bixler running, he can't hang on. Hillscamp hit him with a strike, but the ball was muffed.
They tried to catch it and shoot it all in one motion, just didn't pull it in.
Yeah, he did. 7-point game, Marion Local with its biggest spread, 45-38, mark it down. 4:39 to go, third quarter of this game. Flyers into the half court, 25 feet away, Kyle Francis. Bounce pass to the cutting Rethman around Juleskamp to the rim. It is hanging, coming off. Boy, Marion Local was just an inch short of going up nine. Anna snatched the rebound. Griffin Dosik head of the key against Bruns, right down the lane. Dosik with a leaner, headset. 45-40. Flyers other way quickly. 4 minutes left, third quarter. 30 feet out, Francis to Rethman. In the post of runs, back to the basket. He jockeys, pivots, and scores from 10 feet. Well, timeout called. Oh, Bruns, a tough customer.
Well, I was going to say, they're doing such a good job, Bixler, when he's out on the perimeter. But when he catches the ball in the lane on Bixler, there's nothing he can do about it.
Nope, no chance. Midway through the third, 7-point lead Flyers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And so many thanks here on scorersbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Here comes Anna, forecourt to our left, down by 7. Far side of the floor, ball kicked by Marion Local. 3:50 to be played in the third stanza. Flyers have had 2 7-point bulges in this quarter of play. Deep in the right corner, Carter Elliott for Anna. Baseline, Dosick around his man, beneath the rim, flips the lining around the arc, and it is jammed off the back iron. Loose ball rebound goes to Bruns. Outlet to a teammate. Driving layup, Marion Local. It's blown. Missed. An easy one by Albers. And the other way. Against Bruns. Dosick. Head fake. Up, and he's got it. Big swing right there. Marion Local a couple times in this quarter, Chuck. An inch or so on the rim of being up 9. Now it's 5. Here's Matt Everman, 25 feet away. Starts a drive, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Hemmed in the corner. Ball rotated to Rethman. Deep left corner, 3. Bullseye! He pours it in.
He's got one heck of a quick release, right? He just caught that and shot it. One look, motion.
Here's Yuleskamp sprinting down the floor for Anna. Into the lane. He lost the ball. Marion Local's got it. Flyers throw it away. Elliott coming back. Up and in. It's frenzied action right now at Anna. 6-point lead, Marion Local, 2:46 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy broasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Oh, it's a brilliant high school basketball game tonight here at Anna. Excellent contest. Nip and tuck. Marion Local can't pull away from the Rockets, who are still within 6. 2:35 left to go. Third quarter. Marion Local bucks the ball in the half court. Anna's defense managed to tip it away. And then the ball rolled loose to midcourt. Anna snarfed it up and took off to her left. Tripping foul against Marion Local. Chuck, is that scoreboard correct? 0 team fouls on Anna here in the third?
Yeah, they don't have a team foul yet.
Anna possession behind the 6, 50-44. Here's Dosick setting up, shooting a long 25-foot 3. It's short. Unmolested rebound to Bruns of Marion Local. Midcourt against Bixler. Bruns down the right side, through the top of the key. Looks back door, no one home. Now goes to Rethman. Yuleskamp on him. Ball swung left side. Flyers give it up on the play to Everman. Now Bruns, 25 feet away on the right. Zips the pass to Hillsman. Oh, it's trying to zero in for Bruns on the inside. Off his fingertips. Hits the backboard. Loose ball, Anna. Down the floor. Saved to Stewart for the layup.
In the right place at the right time.
50-46. Marion Local turnover. And Rethman a bit gimpy on the foot for the Flyers. He's got to come to the bench. With a minute 48 to go in the third. 4-point edge for the Flyers. Boy, that was frenzied action again in the last 15, 20 seconds.
Well, Bruns was open on that back cut, and the only thing that stopped it was Leininger stuck a hand up and tipped it away and knocked it off the backboard.
Yep, and away Anna went the other direction. Rockets got going too fast. Muffed it, hit the baseline below the Anna goal, but Stewart, as Chuck noted, was right place, right time, and Cam got the 2-pointer. And here is Marion Local against pressure. Bruns in backcourt. He's being hounded, and what's been called? It goes against the Flyers.
He stepped on the sideline there. I mean, they need to take the ball out of his hands and get him down inside. where he's effective right now. Bixler has the advantage on the perimeter.
90 seconds to go, third quarter. Anna behind by four. Rockets beat the Flyers, an upset win, or it seemed so at the time, 53-49 last year in Maria Stein. Posting up low on the left. Here's a shot fake. Spinning, turning, scoring for Anna. What a game for Justin Murray off the bench. Power move. Two-point game. 50-48. 65 seconds left in the third. Here's Marion Local being pressured 30 feet from the rim. It's Hillsman. And the ball is jammed out of bounds by Dostick. Marion Local gets a timeout. Tell you what, Anna trying to undress the Flyers at the moment.
Well, they're doing a good job. They're being physical. It's not being called, so there's no reason to stop.
A minute to go in the third, back in a half minute here on scorersbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks?
Anna scored the last four. Rockets have trailed by seven two or three times in this quarter. Marion Local working the ball around. Head of the key, it's Everman. Everman on the arc against Murray. At the elbow on the right. A good reach in and a steal. Here's Bixler down the floor, up and good. And we're all tied up. We're all tied up. 50-50. 30 seconds left. Heck of a swipe by Bixler. He pilfered the Flyer player. Runs at midcourt. Bixler on him. Runs, crossover dribble, got away with a palm, then maybe a walk. Marion Local still controls. Here's Kyle Francis, top of the circle. Gives it up right flank to Everman. He goes baseline, back to Bruns for a 25-footer. It's good! Three-pointer, Bruns. 53-50, 2 seconds left. Muehlkamp off balance, missed it just barely. 18-footer on the go. Third quarter in the books. Marion Local 53, Anna 50 on scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Marion Local led by seven about halfway through the third quarter. Anna came back strong. Marion Local couldn't push it to nine. Here's a steal starting the fourth. Bixler took it away from Bruns. All the way to the rim. Good! 53-52. Marion Local in the lead by just one. Pressure in backcourt. Up ahead to Francis for the Flyers. He darts into the lane. Left corner three ball. Marion Local. Fresh! A long bomb pumped home. Max Albers drained it. Here's Dosick back down the floor for Anna. Hits Murray in the lane. Defensive blocking foul against the Flyers. 56-52. Marion Local by four. Tell you what, Chuck, the Flyers are showing even the Marion Local fans something tonight that the Blue and Gold haven't shown this season so far, and that's the great variety of three-point shooting from everybody.
Absolutely. But one thing they're seeing is Bruns being handled, trying to bring the basketball up. They need to get the ball out of his hand because Bixler is tearing him up.
Dosick to Bixler in the right corner for Anna. Fakes left, goes right. Around two players to the rim. It hangs. It comes off. There was a whistle, a foul. Almost a three-point chance for Bixler. Boy, that ball was nestled on the rim, teetering. The whistle had sounded. Would it go in or come off? It didn't fall through the ropes. But Bixler's got two free ones here. 56-52. Marion Local by four. The foul shot is good. Front rim, back rim, and in there. Marion Local with a couple seven-point leads with 4 minutes left. Then again, in about 3 minutes to go in that third quarter. Anna got it tied at 50. Bruns hit a long three-pointer at the end of the third. He scored a bucket at the end of the second. He's played exceedingly well in this game. A couple of foul shots, but Vicksburg go down, and it's 56-54. Marion Local's lead is edged to two. Here's Bruns scrambling through the top of the circle. On a weave, it goes to Kyle Francis. Francis gave it up, deep right corner, handled there by Hilsman. Now Bruns, 25 feet away on the right. Posting up is Hilsman. Eight-footer, bank, in and out. Tough break. Pretty good defense. Down low by Murray. The shot by Hilsman, too much English on it. Here's an offensive foul. Hilskamp speeding down the floor for Anna. He raced into the corner. The Flyers got there and accepted the charge. Up Anna trying to initiate the action. Pretty good defense by Marion Local. Close call. One of those 50-50s. Referee was on it, sold it, and we play on. 56-54. Marion Local by two. 6:44 to go in the game. Ball looped up the right side to Francis into the half court. Baseline left for Bruns. Getting a finger on it is Dosik. The ball crawls over the inline. Inbounds pass here coming from Bruns to the left of the basket. On the arc to Tangeman, right back to Bruns.
Pass.
Weak side pass to a teammate. Hilsman lays it in. Hilsman got the deuce, making up for the one he missed a moment ago. 58-54, Marion Local. Here's a steal. Marion Local tries to steal Tangeman. Right away, drive out of the court. And he's hammered from behind the court. He's hammered by Anna. Result is a buddy by Marion Local. Result is 2 feet out of Marion Local. 2 free throws. 25 to go in the fourth. 25 to go. 58-54.
Ruffman back out of the locker room. He doesn't look like he's moving 100% on that ankle.
Free throw by Tangeman. Yes. 59-54 in favor of Marion Local. As Chuck mentioned, the very good guard for Marion Local, Matt Rethman, hurt a lower leg or ankle, it appeared, in that third quarter and might be unable to return. Second foul shot, Nick Tangeman, Marion Local, got it again. A lot of roll, front rim, backboard, down through. Six-point game, 60-54 Flyers. 6:21 left here in the fourth. Here's Hjulskamp. Here's Cam Stewart. 25 feet away. Looks for Dosik. Goes opposite to Murray. Baseline left. Bixler. He fumbled the ball. Nearly walked. Might have. Then heaved it way back out to Dosik. Dosik 30 feet away.
They're letting them play both ways.
Yep. Left side pass is out of bounds. Thrown awry. And the players looked at each other. Thought a Flyer touched it. The ball was dealt on the play from Murray toward Bixler. There was no swipe on the ball by the Marion Local defender, and the official alertly noted it's Flyers possession. That's big. 6-point game. Chance to go up 8 or 9. Here's Bruns scurrying into the lane, 10 feet from the rim. Now it goes out back to Francis. Straight away Bruns. Flyers working around. Here's Hilsman, baseline right. Wants to go to Bruns in the post. Hilsman's boxed in on the arc to Francis. He skips to the paint area. Dipsy-do, fadeaway 10-footer. Wild shot off the glass. Rebound, Marion Local. Foul, Anna on the back. It's against Murray. Anna can't afford to let this deficit slip away much further.
Well, they brought it back all the way tight at 50. You're not going to get too many more chances to come back like that.
Here's the ball lobbed in for Bruns. Intercepted. Nice steal by Hjulskamp. Down the floor for a triple. Wide right, no good. Rebound Marion Local. That would have cut it to 3, but it wasn't close. 5:16 left in the fourth. Bruns down the floor for Marion Local. Looked like he slipped and fell. It's ruled a foul on Bixler. That's one of those very difficult calls, Chuck. We didn't have the angle to get a good look at it.
I couldn't tell if he slipped or if he got tripped.
The referee trailing the play whistled a foul on Anna Pronto. Pronto, I should say. 5:17 left here in the fourth. 6-point lead Flyers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
The Flyers inbound from right in front of the Marion local bench, and the ball is pitched cross court. Design play to Bruns. He went up and pulled it out of the sky on the opposite side of the foul lane, about 8 feet from the rim. Anna crowded him immediately, fouled him while shooting. He's got a chance to stretch the lead to eight. It's now seven as he drops in the first free throw.
That is the biggest lead, correct? Seven right now?
Yep, that ties it. 61-54, Marion Local, which led 45-38 and 47-40 back in the third period. Second shot by Bruns. It is too hard. Skying for the rebound, Gosick for Anna. Just over five to play in the game. 61-54, Marion Local. Right side pass, Bixler for Anna. To Dosick in the right corner. Dosick against Bruns. Backs him down. Pivots, can't shoot. Lobs it out back for a teammate, Yulskamp. It's wild. It goes toward the scorer's table. Over and back, Anna.
Wow, that was a bad possession right there, down seven.
An empty one. And now the Flyers can inch ahead further. It's a seven-point ball game, 4:56 to go. And you can bet sooner or later, Marion Local will take the air out of it. Five team fouls each way. Bruns at midcourt, guarded tightly by Bixler. Now a double team. Here comes Dosick. Right side pass to Tangeman. On the arc, is given up on the play to Francis. Now Bruns. Marion Local dribbling, playing pitch and catch. Stewart on Albers. Straight away, Hillsman, bodied by Dosick, foul Anna. It's common. Marion Local ball out of bounds. 4:28 to go, fourth quarter. 61-54 Flyers.
That's the fourth foul on Dosick, too, but they 4:28 to go, down seven. They have no choice but to play him.
Right. Kyle Francis inbounds. Goes cross court. Stewart breaks it up, nearly makes the intercept. Out of bounds to Marion Local. Ball intended for Hillsman.
After the ball had a point on it, he would have picked that one off.
4:27 to go. Yeah, Cam, fine football player. Good defensive ace. Standout kicker. Deep right corner, Marion Local with it. It is Tangeman. Left-hand dribble, foul line, carved out space in the lane, banks it wildly, no good. He got a weak side rebound back. We have an offensive foul. Hillsman went in there too strong. He bullied his way toward the rim. After gobbling up the offensive rebound of his missed shot, that was a good call.
This is a big possession for the Rockets.
Anna cannot afford to come up empty again. Just over four to play in the game. 61-54, Marion Local. Bounce pass left side, Leininger. Deep left corner, Dosick. Checked by Bruns. Straightaway Bixler, shot fake, foul line. Dosick on the arc, gets a screen from Bixler. Dosick is doubled back to Bart. 27-footer, hits the rim, backboard no good. Rebound cradled by Marion Local's Matt Everman. Important sequence right there, advantage Flyers. Here's a steal in backcourt. Bixler swipes it from Bruns. In the lane, Bixler. Around, around. It's good. And he's fouled. Bart Bixler missed the three-pointer. Would not be denied. Made the steal of Bruns. Spectacular fadeaway shot over the taller Bruns in the lane. And a foul. And Bixler can trim it down to four.
Well, I'm certainly not critiquing the strategy, but you've got to get the ball out of Brun's hands as long as Bixler's guarding him.
Bixler for the three-point play. No good, too hard. Gosick tried to snatch the rebound, couldn't. Good box out by Hilsman. Here's Bruns down the floor for the Flyers, who are ahead by five. Long cross-court heave to Albers. Marion Local in the bonus. Both teams, in fact, are. Right side pass, Sam Hilsman. On a weave, out back, it goes to Kyle Francis. Ball fake to Bruns, kept on the play by Everman. Now here's Francis, and a chop down foul committed by Hjulskamp of Anna with 3:08 to go, and Marion Local in the lead by five. Anna got it tied at 50. It was a three-point game at intermission, 36-33. It was a three-point game at the end of three, 53-50. Foul shot by Marion Local is blown. Big one-and-one missed. Anna down five. Chance to cut it to two or three. Here's Hjulskamp, right wing to Bixler. Around two players, banked it, no good. Tipped by, Dosic shot. Hung. It came off. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow favors Anna.
Wow. Bixler got to the rim and just didn't finish. And I can't believe that the Dosic shot did not go in. It touched every part of the rim.
It sure did. Every centimeter of the orange didn't go down. Anna still with possession below the rim. Bounce to Dosic, low on the left. Reach-in foul against Marion Local. 1-1 for Dosic. It's called on Francis. Anna was sharp in the first half at the stripe. Not so much since. 2:52 to go, fourth quarter. Free throw, Dosic, swish. 61-57. Anna creeps within four. Second shot, Bedosic flexes the knees. Much too hard. Rebound is reached up and jerked down by the 6'6 Bruns of Marion Local. He's in backcourt. Crosses over against Bixler and Hjulskamp, who got him. 1-1 for Bruns. 2:44 to go, fourth quarter.
Yeah, they're starting to get to pick up some team fouls now. They got four on Dosic, and that was the fourth one on Hjulskamp now.
Yeah, perhaps Marion Local missing Rethman's ball handling a little bit here late in this game. He's out with the ankle injury as Bruns calmly connects on the free one to make it 62-57 Marion Local. The Flyers somehow, some way, have been able to stave off Anna here in the second half. Second shot by Bruns. It flipped the rim. Long rebound, Hjulskamp. Outlet pass to Bixler. Bixler 25 feet away. Starts to drive. Spin move and Everman. Lost the ball. Marion Local got it at side court and slid out of bounds with it. Flyers will get a timeout.
No, he was saying he was trying to call a timeout. There was no possession anyway.
Oh, that is what yeah. Coach got him.
He was trying to say, I was calling a timeout.
I could have called a travel because the Marion Local Flyer player slid a good 5 feet.
And then rolled over. No matter what they call it, the correct team has the basketball.
62-57, Anna down five. Hjulskamp between circles, veers off to the right. Hangs on to the ball, needs help. Comes out high to Elliott, 28-footer, hit the back iron, rebound right down into the arms of Bruns. Anna simply has not made the big long-range shot in the second half of this game. Here's Bruns ripping his way down the floor. Heaves it right corner. Great save on the play by Albers. He's boxed in, and head coach Kurt Guttemiller gets a timeout. 2:08 to go. Marion Local clings to a five-point lead. Chuck will keep it right here. We'll talk a little more about Brooklyn's in Fort Laramie. It's Saturday, and you know what that means. You better hightail it to Brooklyn's real soon for that pork chop special on Saturday nights. Two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops at Brookins. They are outstanding. Mouth-watering delicious. Plenty of roasted chicken dinners at Brookins. Specialty sandwiches, pizza, and again, that pork chop special. Carl Arnes, the new man in charge, been on board for about a year. Carl doing a splendid job. He puts his heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Drop in, tell Carl at Brookins. that you heard all about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Brookins, a great spot to reserve for wedding rehearsals, anniversaries, birthdays, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web, BrookinsPub.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S. Marion Local after the timeout. Inbounds to Bruns. Point blank range. Blocked on the play. Outstanding effort by Dosik, who cradled the ball in his right arm and came down with it. A minute 52 left. Three-pointer in a right corner. Elliott in and out. No good. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by the Flyers.
What a block by Dosik. He blocked it, controlled it, and led the break. That was impressive.
A terrific play. Anna still looking for that big make. Wide open, Bixmer, 24-footer. It is too hard. Right corner rebound, Elliott. Spin move in the lane. Back to the basket. Blocked away by Bruns. It's loose. Marion Local's got it. Long lead out down the floor. Driving layup by Hillsman. Stripped from behind by Anna. Rockets have still got it. Flipped into the right corner to Bixler. Lobbing for Dosik. Shot fake. Up, he's fouled. With a minute 28 to go, Anna down 5. Now, Marion Local might have been wise last trip into the forecourt to circle the wagons.
Absolutely, yeah, they're playing faster than they normally play. It's been effective for them tonight with 62 points.
Yes.
But that was a point where they needed to, if you don't have the uncontested layup, bring it back out. The clock is what you're playing against right now. You're not playing against Anna.
Exactly. Yep, Griffin Dosik strolls to the line for Anna. It is a two-shot foul, I believe.
Yep.
In the act of shooting, Anna needs a pair and then a defensive stop. The free throw is good. 62-58. Four-point bulge, Marion Local. Second shot, Dosik. This would make it a one-possession game. It's on the way. It is in and out. Anna's not shot free throws well here in the second half. And that's been detrimental. Still a four-point contest. Here's Bruns up the floor. Nearly walked to midcourt. He's double-teamed and fouled. A minute 18 left to go in the fourth quarter. Nathan Bruns at the free throw stripe for Marion Local. He draws a crowd. A trio of white shirts were around him right in front of the scorer's table. A little too physical was Anna. 1-1 for Bruns. Each team with 9. Everything hereafter, double bonus. Shot by Bruns is good. He canned it. Calm, cool, and collected.
That's 24 for the young man.
63-58. Bruns sinks a pair. Second shot coming, or I should say sinks one, then does sink the second to make it a pair. 6-point contest. Here comes Anna in backcourt. Marion Local has held the 75 points a game Rockets to 58. Baseline left, Dosik crowds his way to the rim. He's jammed hard by a defender. Bruns might have gotten him. Two more free throws. Anna. Bruns is coming off 26 against St. Henry last night. He had 3 threes, 9 of 14 at the free throw line, averaging about 19 per game. He's been better than that tonight.
Well, he's got 25 now.
He's got a knack of playing his very best basketball when the situation needs it. Griffin Dosik's got a pair of foul shots coming. He needs to sink each one, and he missed it. It was too long. Oh, that was a 1-1, I should say. Long rebound by Anna, though, and then Bixler's foul reaching by Bruns. I misspoke. Dosik had the 1-1. It was not a two-shot.
No, it was a two-shot foul because it was on the shot. So it was a two-shot foul. He made the first, missed the second.
Right. I was looking at my score sheet. He made number one, missed number two. The free throw by Bixler, who was fouled by Bruns on a reach outside the lane on the left, is good. Bixler trickled that one in, hit every inch of the rim. It's a four-point game, 64-60. Anna again trying to make it a one-possession contest. Bixler switches. 64-61, 62 seconds to go in the contest. Marion Local looking in backcourt, having trouble. They get it into Francis. Off to Bruns. 3-on-2 break. Deflected out of bounds by Gosen. 58 to go here in the fourth. 64-61, Marion Local. Inbounding Francis for the Flyers. Guarded by Leininger of Anna. Francis looks, throws it right to a rocket. Into the hands of Dosik. Down the floor to Elliott. Far side of the floor, Hjulskamp. Nearly bumped, now he is fouled. Double bonus, Anna.
That was not a very smart foul right there.
Marion Local with a throwaway. Then an unnecessary foul. Anna's got two free throws to shave it all the way down to one. At the stripe again, it's Bixler. Swish again.
He's got 19.
64-62. Anna sneaks back within a bucket. 49.8 to go in the fourth quarter. Substitution. Cam Stewart in for Anna, replacing Carter Elliott. Stewart out there for his quickness and defense. Second shot by Bixler on the way. Got it. 1 point game. 64-63 Flyers. Under 50 to go. Ball lobbed to midcourt for Bruns. Bruns against Bixler. Bruns stumbled. Traveled. He walked. The defense harassing style by Bixler of Anna caused it. Bruns backpedaled into trouble. 40 seconds to go in the game. Anna down one. Straight away Bixler. Lobs it left side to Hjulskamp. Gets a screen from Dosik. Shoots the three left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Scoreboard says four. Is that correct, Chuck?
No.
Here come the Flyers down the floor. Right in front of head coach Kurt Gettemiller. It's Bruns who signals timeout. The Hjulskamp three ball. Put the Rockets ahead by two. It had been a while since Anna had pumped home a long trifecta. Scoreboard now says
they're still down there. That's the score.
Finally, it's adjusted correctly.
Well, they gave the three to Marion, which Marion would have taken, but I don't think the Anna fans would have been happy with it.
Hjulskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
It is 66-64 in favor of Anna. And the scoreboard clock is winding down. It's being readjusted. I think we've got...
No, that's the timeout. They run the timeout clock.
And the scoreboard clock is what? Under a half minute to go in the game?
I didn't pay attention.
Barker Insurance, located just south of Anna, north of Sydney, is the most highly rated insurance agency in the region. Stop by Barker. Tell the folks there you heard about Barker Insurance right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Barker Insurance at 9040 North County Road 25A will customize an insurance program for you, representing Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. 18 seconds to go in the game. Anna leads by two. Marion Local's got the ball in the right corner. Here's a shot making a walk. A travel. Max Albers picked up the pivot foot. Anna leads it by a deuce. Marion Local has come unglued here in the last minute. 13.4 to go. Anna possession. And Marion Local will have to foul and send Anna to the line for two shots.
And a double bonus, I'll tell you. If I know, I'm gonna give credit to Coach Barhorst, whoever made the switch to put Bixler on Bruns. Now I know Bruns has scored 25 points, but they have turned that kid over probably 10 times in the second half.
Well, it's made the ball handling and the offense for Marion Local a little more unstable.
Well, and Rethman going out,
yes,
is really, they lost a good ball handler there. But let's give Anna credit. My goodness, what a huge shot that was. The defense that they've been playing in a 66-64 lead right now, this has been, I know we got in free, but this has been worth the price of admission.
Bart Bixler has been like the Energizer Bunny times 10.
Oh, and he's scoring besides his defense. The kid's scoring like crazy. He's got 20. Dosik's got 19.
Marvelous game by Bixler. As Chuck noted, Dosik right behind him with 19. Anna's got the ball at the far end of the floor. They've got to bring it down. Marion Local not guarding the inbounder. It's dealt ahead to Hulskamp. He catches. It's Francis trying to slide over and attract the charge. He can't do it. It's ruled a block. And Hulskamp's got two free throws. If he sinks two with 11 seconds to go, it's a two-possession game.
If they sink two here, I think it's time to warm up the bus.
What a comeback by the Anna Rockets. Anna has trailed in this contest since the middle part of the first quarter. And here in the last minute, Anna has grabbed the lead. Rockets try to salt this thing away at the free throw line. Hulskamp with two foul shots. He hits it. It's so fitting for Riley to be there after knocking down the three, which put Anna up a two. Now the lead is three. Timeout called. Anna, 11.7 to go in the fourth quarter. 67-64 in favor of Anna. A terrific come-from-behind effort by the home club here tonight.
Yeah, it's been real impressive. I mean, this is a really, really good basketball team in the Flyers. But that's a really good basketball team down there, too. I don't call this an upset. I'm not sure. If they played 10 times, it'd probably be 5-5.
What I like about Marion Local this year, Chuck, this team's even deeper than last year's club.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a couple players deeper. Runs another years of experience.
Yeah, he's terrific. He's fun to watch.
And if Rethman can come back healthy, I tell you what, in Division Four, for my money in Southwest Ohio, Marion Local's the favorite to represent this region, D4, at the state.
Oh, I would say at this point in the season, absolutely.
A couple big contests coming up later on in the season. Marion Local's got Rushi. Marion Local's got Jackson Center. Of course, Marion Local plays Minster in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Some very interesting confrontations down the road. We'll get a chance to see Marion Local a couple more times. Second free throw, Hulskamp to push it to four. It is bouncing. It's good. Soft touch, 68-64 in favor of Anna. 11 seconds to go. Marion Local down the floor, dribbling hard, 25 feet away. It is Bruns, pulls up, shoots the three, off to the left, 3 seconds left, rebound, corner of the floor, cannot be collected by Anna, touch last for the Rockets, 1.6 remaining, Anna's going to win it, 68-64, Rockets over the Flyers, into Bruns, 25-footer at the buzzer, it counts, he makes it, that's how important the two free throws by Hulskamp were. Anna wins it by a scant point.
Wow, what a game this was.
68-67. Anna by a point over Marion Local. Chuck, a couple, three times, we might have been a little tough on the officiating. It was a difficult game to work.
Oh, absolutely. I think they missed a couple of calls, but they missed a couple of calls both ways.
Yeah, highly physical. The three officials worked this game very well. It was a tough one to call. You're right. There were a couple either way. Not that the referees were keeping track, but it was a fine officiated contest. Anna with a surge at the end. The Rockets kept hammering away defensively at Marion Local and got the stops they needed. Eventually, Anna got the big long shot the Rockets needed. The three by Hulskamp to put them up two. Inside the last minute.
Yeah, they did everything they needed to do. They made free throws. Bixler down the stretch. He made 2, 4, 6 out of 7 in the fourth quarter. Hit 2 baskets. Played incredibly good defense. And then Dosik hit some free throws. He ended up with 19. And a huge 3 by Hulskamp from the corner. And the 2 big free throws he made that gave them the eventual margin of victory.
Got Huelskamp with the final, 5 points of the game?
Yes.
And in the turnover category, Chuck, I'm curious to find out what happened.
23 turnovers for the Flyers. That's amazing. And 11 for Anna, they turned them and of those 13 turnovers in the second half, I guarantee you 8 to 10 of those were Bixler causing turnovers with Bruns.
And the Rockets, with their quickness, got to the free throw line, I bet a good 8 or 10 times more than did Marion Local in this game. That a difference, too.
Right, yeah, they shot a lot more free throws. I'm going to figure that here in a minute.
Oh, what a game. We'll talk about our underwriting sponsors. Anna pulls it out of the fire, 67-66, a real thriller. We've had two classic nail biters right down to the buzzer here in the last 2 days in boys basketball. Botkins defeated Fort Loramie on a buzzer beater by Zane Paul from 44 feet out last night, 60-57 Botkins. And here this evening, Huelskamp with about, 12 or 13 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Knocked in a three from the left corner to lift Anna from one down to two in front. Anna holds on to edge Marion Local in the end, 67-66. Marion Local led a good 90% of this game. Anna was in front the first half of the first period. And Marion Local, I think, once got an 8-point lead, maybe one time.
Eight was their biggest.
Yeah, 7 on numerous occasions. And it was 8 early in the fourth quarter. Could never get it to 9 or 10. Anna hung around. The defense for the Rockets kept him close. And then finally the big shot by Huelskamp fell. Anna was relentless, grinding the ball down inside the last 4 minutes of the game. Anna would get the ball knocked away at midcourt. They'd pry it loose. They'd strip it, break it away from a Marion Local ball handler. And Anna went relentlessly to the basket and shot free throws in the fourth period. And the Rockets paid dividends at the line. And finally, after missing probably a streak of 9 or 10 threes in a row, Riley Huelskamp hit the bottom of the well on one deep in the left corner with under 13 seconds to go to wipe out a Marion Local 1-point lead and enable the Rockets to knock off Marion Local 67-66 here tonight.
Well, the Flyers had 10 threes. Anna only had 3, but Anna outscored Marion Local by 12 points at the free throw line.
Yep.
11 of 17 for the Flyers, 23 of 32 for Anna in the game. It played at a pace that Marion Local didn't look comfortable at times playing, and that give credit to the Rockets and the coaching staff. I thought it was a masterful job on the sideline tonight.
Yep, sure was. Marion Local, I think, Chuck, is every bit as good as they were last year.
Yep.
Got more players, greater volume of highly skilled athletes, and they can run the floor. They can play any kind of a game, as they showed Anna here tonight. But as you said, Rethman being out, suffering the ankle injury, missing the bulk of the second half?
Missed almost the entire second half.
That hurt. Bruns had to carry the load, handling the ball. I think that responsibility will be shared a little more over the next several weeks. But Marion Local in Division 4, Anna in Division 3, two clubs very capable of deep tournament runs come postseason.
I would think both of them have the talent to be playing at the shot in March. I'm not saying they're going to,
right,
but I'm saying they have the talent to.
Anna now 9-0. Marion Local, believe it or not, only 4-3 through 7 games. Keep in mind that Marion Local had lost 3 games last year relatively early before streaking and winning 20 of their last 21, and that one loss in their last 21 games was at home to Anna, 53-49, last year early in this month.
Well, I'm sure that the coaching staff will talk to them and explain to them that, okay, this is where we take off now. They're still not 100% playing basketball at this point.
Uh-uh.
St. Henry's got an outstanding basketball team.
Yep.
And they split with them, and they lost to a really good Division III school tonight. So, no, they're a good basketball team. They got the ability to do what they did last year.
Yeah, Zach and Caden Niekamp for St. Henry are a load, and Anna will deal with those two young men next Saturday night in Mercer County at St. Henry.
That'll be fun.
I think one thing that head coach Kirk Guttemiller needs to shore up over the next several weeks is to find that the second and even third double-digit score, even if it's a young man at 10 or 11 on a consistent basis, to support Bruns.
Well, Bruns had 28 tonight, and he was terrific. And then you drop all the way down to 10 for Tangeman and 9 for Albers. Right. Albers hit three threes. On the other side, it was the usual three. You had 20 from Bixler. You had 19 from Dosick. You had 11 from Huelskamp. Justin Murray off the bench, 6 points tonight. 4 for Carter Elliott, 4 for Leininger, and 4 for Stewart. And that's plenty of help for those other three young men. I said earlier that they have a three-headed monster, but they've got role players
yep.
that know what they need to do, and they've bought into the system, and they are making this a really, really good basketball team.
And it's a well-equipped, well-rounded team, as Chuck, you noted. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. 68-67 is the final. I may have said 67. 66, Anna.
Yeah, 68-67.
68-67. Anna wins it by one. Are Clancy's award winners, Chuck, rather obvious?
Well, I think for Marion Local, they're a little out of the area, but it wouldn't be that far of a drive for Nathan Bruns to go to Clancy. So Nathan Bruns, outstanding basketball player, fun to watch. He's the Marion Local Clancy's player of the game. On the other side, Bart Bixler and Riley Huelskamp. I could give Dosick 1-2. But I think those two, because of the defense and the huge shots that Huelskamp put in there at the end, those are the Clancy's players of the game for the Rockets.
Yep, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And in Rushi, thank you very much, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 divisions at Wells Brothers. And gratitude to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets, helping vets get connected to your benefits. Phone 937-498-7282. A couple of new underwriting sponsors we've touted all night long. Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie. Route 362, Minster. You'll love that baked haddock dinner. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's. Great breakfast, open at 6 a.m. A variety of wraps and the gourmet burger and more at lunch. Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie. And Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market. Quality and reliability at Regal. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Well, many colleges and schools in the region have preferred Regal forever. 1269 Wapak in Sydney. On the web at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney Furniture
GoffenFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Hemp Imagery, John gives you his best shot. And the in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it is out of this world. Thoroughly enjoyed this weekend, Chuck. A lot of good high school basketball. We had a thriller last night, a thriller tonight, sandwiched around a Minster win this afternoon in girls action. Moderately close for a half up at Van Wert Lincoln View. The Lady Wildcats pulled away to win 55-25. Then here tonight, 68-67, Anna in heart-stomping fashion nips Marion Local by 8 points, 68-67. Botkins by 3 on a buzzer beater by Zane Paul over Fort Loramie last night, 60-57. By the way, the last 5 points, again, in this game tonight, scored by Riley Uhlskamp of Anna. His points provided the margin of victory. Nathan Bruns pumped in with less than a second to go in the fourth quarter, just before the buzzer. Yep. A long three-pointer to cut the Anna lead from 4-1. For Uhlskamp's sake, for Anna's sake, he made both free throws to push it out to 4, made it a two-possession game. Bruns with the shot at the end, it counted, but the final difference was 8 points. Anna victorious. Our next action, Tuesday night, from Fort Loramie, Rushi at Fort Loramie in Shelby County League play, 7:30 tip on the web at 7:10 on Tuesday night from Fort Loramie. Should be a good game, always is, when Fort Loramie and Rushi hook up. Anna's next game, by the way, is Friday, January 11th at Botkins, and we'll have that one for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. More than likely, a doubleheader for Anna next weekend here on Scores. The Rockets are on the road on Saturday as well against St. Henry. A tall order for Anna next Friday night and Saturday night, right, Chuck?
That'll be fun. I mean, they split. St. Henry split with Marion 5 points each way, a win and a loss. I can't imagine that this is not just going to be another terrific basketball game.
Oh, I think so. Yep. Botkins has got a lot of firepower, and we'll see what the Trojans can do against Anna. We'll see what Botkins learned the first time around the two teams played. Anna won the opener November 30th, 72-46. It's a different Botkins team.
Absolutely.
Yeah, much better Botkins club now. Marion Local's next game is January 11th at Parkway in the MAC. And on the 12th, Marion Local hosts Van Wert. On the 18th, that's 2 weeks from last night, Marion Local is home to Minster. And on the 19th, Marion Local is at Jackson Center. We'll try our best to cover that one for you on scoresbroadcast.com. A great week. Look forward to more action next week starting on Tuesday night from Fort Loramie as the Rushi Raiders come to town. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Anna, where the Rockets have nipped Marion Local in comeback fashion, 68-67.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.